Oppenheimer was now an influential voice in Washington, and the fact of his influence attracted the scrutiny of J. Edgar Hoover. That autumn, the FBI director began circulating derogatory information about the physicist's ties to communists. On November 15, 1945, Hoover sent a 3-page summary of Oppenheimer's FBI file to both the White House and the Secretary of State. Hoover reported that Communist Party officials in San Francisco had been overheard referring to Oppenheimer as a regularly registered member of the party. Since the use of the atomic bomb, Hoover wrote, individual communists in California who knew Oppenheimer prior to his assignment to the atomic bomb project have expressed interest in reestablishing their old contacts. Hoover's information was problematic. It was certainly true that FBI wiretaps had overheard some California communists referring to Oppenheimer as a party member. But this wasn't surprising, since there were many party members who, before the war, had assumed that Robert was similarly committed, and all who had known Oppenheimer before the war naturally wanted to claim the famous atomic bomb physicist as one of their own. Thus, just 4 days after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, an FBI wiretap recorded a CP organizer, David Adelson, remarking, isn't it nice that Oppenheimer is getting the credit he is? Another party activist, Paul Pinsky, replied, yes. Shall we claim him as a member? Adelson laughed and said, Oppenheimer is the guy who originally gave me the push. Remember that session? Pinsky replied, yes. And then Adelson said, as soon as they get the Gestapo from around him, I'm going to get hold of him and put the B on him. The guy is so big now that no one can touch him, but he has got to come out and express some ideas. Clearly, Adelson and Pinsky thought Oppenheimer was sympathetic to their political agenda. But was he a comrade? Even the FBI recognized that Pinsky's question, shall we claim him as a member, appears to leave some doubt as to the subject's actual membership in the party. Similarly, on November 1, 1945, the FBI listened to a conversation among members of the Executive Committee of the North Oakland Club, a branch of the Alameda County Communist Party. One party functionary, Katrina Sandow, stated that Oppenheimer was a Communist Party member. Another CP official, Jack Manley, boasted that he and Steve Nelson were close to Oppenheimer, whom he called one of our men. Manley said the Soviet Union had its own very large uranium deposits and that it was foolish to think America could keep a monopoly over the new weapon. Significantly, he claimed that Oppenheimer had talked it over in great detail with us 2 or 3 years before. Manley also said that he knew other scientists at the Rad Lab who were working on an even more powerful bomb than the one dropped on Japan. He innocently claimed that he intended to get a simplified diagram of the bomb and print it in all the local papers in order that the public would understand it.